Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast with Jonathan Way, where we unravel the secrets to financial success in the dynamic world of commercial real estate. We're bringing in special guests to share their insights on how they started their journey and crafted their way to success. And here's your host, Jonathan Way.
Hi, Jesse. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jonathan. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm very excited today to have you on the show because I know you have an incredible story to tell and an amazing background. So please tell the audience, you know, your beginning, how you started, and how you built your empire.
Yeah, so just, you know, in the beginning, just kind of started with actually studying to be a doctor, and I was at UCSD and kind of got into flipping a little bit by accident with one of my sisters, and one of these I was working with some doctors at a laboratory, and you know, a couple of times in different ways, a couple of doctors told me, man, I'd rather be doing what you're doing. And I was like, oh man, I'm looking up to you guys. And you guys are saying that. And they're like, yeah, you know, with the bureaucracies, the insurance, it's just not the same. And it just kind of hit home. And it just kind of made me think twice about what I was doing. And I jumped ship and I left UCSD and I ended up going to real estate and went all in.
Great. Awesome. Awesome. And did you start out with single family houses or what did you do in the beginning?
So we did just single family flips, started in San Diego. Then, you know, as time passed by in 2020, kind of started expanding into other markets. So went into Jacksonville, Tampa, Orlando, Nashville, and now in San Antonio.
And what would you say were your biggest challenges as you're building this, doing your single house fix and flips and in your journey that helped you understand how to build an empire?
You know, my story is a little bit about perseverance. You know, I've if you know a little bit about my story, you know, I went through a lot of adversities through life like everyone does. And just, you know, it's kind of like what you do with them, right? What you push yourself to do. And, you know, there's my story of kind of what happened to me in 2012, where I ended up getting arrested, you know, and just a lot of things happened when that happened where, you know, went to jail, didn't even know why they arrested me. And we ended up finding out that I had sold two properties 4 years before to a lender who had brought to buyers, and they actually ended up being stolen identities. And because I had helped them rent out those properties without me knowing, that they included me in the case, and they actually ended up sending me away to prison for 5 years. It was a horrible aspect. It was actually, I had hired an attorney, said it was going to prove my innocence, and he actually didn't end up working on my case at all. I ended up finding out later that during the time I was supposed to be working on my case, he was actually money laundering for the Mexican mafia millions of dollars. And he never turned in my case. He had convinced me to sign over my company to him, my funds, everything. And so just really dealing with that, me also finding out that the mortgage company had gave the wrong information to the DA. And so I should have never been imprisoned at all. You know, finding out that later, you know, we ended up pushing forward and fighting for 11 years. And I just recently last year proved my innocence that I never should have been I was wrongfully imprisoned. We just proved that in court. But in between there, you know, I pushed myself and kept getting ourselves from being broke to $15 million net worth within 5 years.
Wow, that's truly amazing, truly amazing. And what did you learn when you were in jail? I guess you had a lot of time to yourself, right? And what do you think? Time. What do you think and say to yourself? Like, how did this happen? And what should I do? Or what do you say to yourself during confinement?
You know, it's probably the darkest, you know, you go to when you're in there, and it's really thinking about what you're gonna do. You know, do you let this define you, or do you come out? And you know, I don't believe in, you know, I tell people, I don't believe in like it's payback or revenge, right? It's not good for the heart, for the soul. And I heard a quote when I came out, and it was from Frank Sinatra, and he said, "The greatest revenge is massive success." And when I heard that, I said, I like that. And I just, it's when I was in there, just really knowing that I wanted to come out and really, bring my company back on top, provide for my family again, make sure that they're never be in any financial situation like this again. It's really getting into mind frame of what are you going to do, right? And I talk about determination. I was determined to get there, and I always say, determination doesn't ask for permission. You just do it. I didn't ask for permission. I just did it. I just you push yourself to that limit, and you just make things happen. Don't let anything
Okay.
stop you.
And how did you, I guess, how did you learn how to flip houses? Did someone teach you? You learn on your own? How did you know about that?
I learned the hard way, little by little. I mean, there was times when I was reading a chemistry book and painting at the same time, or changing a plug and shocking myself. You watch a lot of shows and you go to Home Depot a lot, and I just learned little by little.
Okay.
Just
Okay.
no, there was no real teacher on that.
So the school hard knocks, just trial and error, and just do it, and just
Exactly.
and that's it. Okay, interesting. Then how did you learn a secret to build your real estate empire? How did you scale? That's really the big question.
The biggest thing for me when we ended up scaling up is really learning the benefit of teams. If you build a team, I wish I could say I could do everything by myself, and no, we've had a lot of successes. We've done over 1,000 flips, and we have over 768 rental units right now, worth over 100 million in market value. But I wouldn't get there without teams. And so really, learning the benefits of having a team, and that's starting off with an assistant, an admin person. Then I passed on project management, then I passed on acquisitions as another person. And so really building that team, and that's what it's allowed me to scale to where we're currently at right now.
So basically, your secret to scaling was hiring the right people, entrusting them, teaching them, and let them run. And
Correct.
then you basically have an EOS system, Traction, the book Traction. It's called EOS system, basically.
We do. Actually, we use that. That's how we kind of based everything off of EOS. And we have a coach as well, and we implement that into our business, and it's been great. And since we've done that, really holding an accountability chart, right? Really knowing what each person's supposed to do in their lane is so important, because if not, back in the day when I was started, I was doing everything. And you have to learn to delegate, and you have to learn to put the people that are good at what they do in their own lane, and that just expedites, everything you're doing in your business and grows it so fast.
Okay, good. So anyone who's listening to how to scale, the key is, hiring people and start delegating, I guess training them, and building your ship basically to make sure it goes aligned to a North Star, to your mission statement, right?
Yep, that's correct.
And do you solely only do fix and flips, or do anything else besides that in your real estate?
No, so in about 2018, we kind of started going into rentals, and we started going to rent single family rentals. We went to duplexes, then we went into about a 23 unit apartment here in San Diego, and we started with that, and just kind of wanted to get my feet wet. And now, last year, we bought over 425 apartment units throughout the United States, and we're currently in escrow for another 216 unit in Dallas, and so we're really growing our apartment side of operation.
And how did you, I guess a question is raising capital. How do you raise capital for those deals?
It's reaching out to investors. It's something I believe in. I've built relationships over the years, even with everything that went through in life, like just being upfront, being truthful, sticking to your word, whatever you promise, you stick to it. And putting your investors first. That's always been our number one with our company. I mean, without my investors, I'm nothing. So I'm so thankful for them.
And when did you start, how did you learn about multifamily? How did you start doing the, I guess syndication, right? In multifamily, it's what you do.
Yeah, with some we partnered up, so just joint ventures, and other ones we're doing syndications. Little by little, just like learning that, obviously seeing that's kind of the progression of a lot of investors. We go to that next level, and just knowing it's, for me, it was almost like doing like that 23 unit in San Diego. It was like just doing 23 flips in one spot. A little different, right? But it's sometimes even easier at the end of the day.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you're doing the now you're into multifamily, and it's great that now you're into a multifamily and you have single family house as well. So that was wonderful. And you, how many years it took you to scale this, Jesse?
Within 5 years, like I said, we went from the 768 units we have now is within 5 years.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, because that's hard to do. And most people who have this kind of scale growth get sideways because it's hard to manage these assets. It's very difficult to manage these assets. So you're doing a good job to able to manage and hold these assets. And then I guess, what's your exit strategy for these multifamily properties?
Yeah, most of them, you know, there are about a 5 to 7 year hold, potentially sooner, right? I mean, that's the beauty of what I love about the multifamily is that even though we're, we projected something 5 to 7 years, yeah, we're constantly looking, you know, depending on where we're at, right, on the value add, you know, can we exit sooner? You know, are we going to refinance sooner? So it's kind of, it's nice knowing what our game plan is, but knowing that we might be able, you know, might be out of this thing, you know, a couple years sooner, and or we might end up just keeping it because it's performing so well and it might become a long-term asset.
Right, right. So good,
it's having
good.
Both those options that it's wonderful.
Great. And Jesse, I guess, how do you grow your investor base? You go do meetups. What do you do to attract more investors and get to know your brand?
You know, just we've been marketing a lot. I've been starting to get on stage, kind of sharing my story, really getting out there, you know, letting people know on Facebook what we're up to. It's, you got to remember, people don't know what you're up to, right? Sometimes. So we can't just assume. So you got to let people know. You know, I remember putting once on Facebook that I was buying apartments. I had an investor reach out, a friend of mine that I knew, and, you know, he's like, oh man, I'm ready to go. And it's just because I just started letting the world know. So it's being out there as much as I can.
Okay, great. Great. Yeah, exactly. So market yourself, let people know, ask for referrals. And then, you know, as go on stage and talk, and that's how people know that you do this business. That's how you grow your brand. Great. So what are the best advice would you tell someone listening, AJ, if they want to either invest or you know, do what you do? What would you say?
You know, it's find the right people. You know, it's trust is a two-way street, right? I mean, you have to do your due diligence on who you're working with. You know, you should be able to ask them a million questions. And if they're not okay with that, then they're probably not the person you want to invest it with anyway. So it's just really being careful, you know, see what they've done, see their track record, you know, speak to other investors that have worked with them. I think that's where I would start on the investing side. And the flipping side is just, sometimes you just got to go give it a shot. Just got to try one out and see how it goes. And, you know, do your due diligence as much as you can on that as well. Learn as much as you can. Mm-hmm. There's so many things online now that you can listen to and learn from, and then just, you know, it's actually taking action and getting it done.
Yeah. Flip and flip is probably more straightforward. The syndication might need more a mentor or something to kind of teach you, or some experienced partner to teach you. That's hard. That's harder to get into the game.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great, Jesse. Well, thank you for the time coming to the show. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate with Jonathan Way. If you enjoyed today's episode and want more tips on growing your wealth through real estate, be sure to subscribe. Don't miss out on future insights and success stories. If you're interested in learning about passive investment opportunities, then visit us at www.greystonecapgroup.com. Check back for new episodes. See you again next time.